She has now left the United States, headed back to Kenya. She's not actually from Kenya, but she's lived in Africa most of her adult life, taken a job there, so I am here doing this for her. Neither Jennifer nor I have anything to disclose. Our initial research question was to determine if there was a relationship between precocious puberty, or an early onset of menstruation, and if and how this influenced risky sexual partnering in adulthood. So there is some evidence to indicate that if you have an early menarche, that you are more likely to have an early first intercourse, and that if you have an early first intercourse, you are more likely to have risky partnering in adulthood. There are a lot of hypotheses why that might be, and I'm not sure that we know all of the answers. So when we were looking at risky sexual partners, we specifically identified this as concurrent and serially monogamous relationships. So concurrent relationships are those that overlap in time, where the first intercourse with the second partner happens before the last intercourse with the first partner, or where they're simultaneously ongoing for some period of time. Serially monogamous relationships are much less explored. I think in general they have a much better reputation as far as not being so dangerous. But what we know is that the incubation period for a lot of it infectious sexually transmitted diseases is anywhere from 2 to 14 months. So we consider serially monogamous relationships to have the potential for biologic concurrency, where even though the relationships did not overlap in time, because there is a short gap between the relationships, that they are potentially at risk for sexually transmitted diseases, and that they also may be less aware of that risk. They may believe that because their relationships are not concurrent, that they are safe. So some of the things that are associated with concurrency or serial monogamy are being single, which I think makes sense, having a younger age at first intercourse, drug or alcohol intoxication, or significant drug or alcohol abuse, being of low income, minority race women, but interestingly not minority race men, and then same-sex relationships. With respect to age at menarche, this is declining in the United States. If you look at this chart, you can see there's a significant linear trend for decreasing age at menarche in the United States. So this figure actually only goes up to about 1980, but you can look at the chart and it looks like the average is probably around 14 years. And now we're looking at an average age of menarche of 12 and a half years. So compared to our grandmothers and great-grandmothers, our daughters are having their first menstrual period at a very young age. So we were interested primarily in the possible mediating effect of age at first sexual debut in the relationship between age at early menarche and risky sexual partnering. It's interesting to note that U.S. girls are about 10 times more likely to have this precocious puberty than U.S. boys. And why that is, I don't think we know. I think there are a lot of hypotheses related to environmental and social exposures about why we might see this decreasing age of early menarche. Two of the important theories linking age at menarche and sexual debut, which is our mediator in this analysis, are the peer socialization theory and the biological theory. So peer socialization theory says that when a girl reaches puberty and she begins to menstruate, that she will begin to socialize with girls who are also at that stage of development. And because they may be older than her in chronological years, she may begin to engage in activities that are age appropriate for them, but are perhaps not age appropriate for her. Biologic theory, on the other hand, says that when you reach puberty, you have this release of hormones, which is all true, right? We've been there. It's a disaster. And these girls have a lot of testosterone and these things going on in their bodies, and they begin to have a biological drive for sexual activity. So I think the answer, I don't know the answer, but I think the answer is probably some combination of the two, that there are both biological and social influences for why age at menarche may be so closely tied to age at first sexual debut. So we conducted this analysis using data from the 2006-2010 continuous data collection from the National Survey of Family Growth. This is a National Center for Health Statistics study that is nationally representative of the U.S. non-institutionalized population of reproductive age, which is defined as 15 to 44 years. We used both the public use and the ACOSI files. Some of the questions that we ask in these analyses are sensitive. So the use of the ACOSI data, which was computer-assisted self-interviewing, allowed the help. We hope that people were more responsive, more truthful in their answers. So we ended up with 7,962 women, and there's a lot of research on adolescents. So because there is a significant amount of research on adolescents, we specifically restricted our analysis to adults aged 21 to 44. To be eligible, you had to have reported reaching menarche, and you had to have had at least one male sex partner in the previous year. So it might be interesting to note that we were limited by the data in accessing women who had at least one male sex partner. So for women who report only same-sex partnerships, the data did not allow us to evaluate this, although they are a high-risk group of women for risky sexual partnering, so there certainly is need for research in that area. Our data simply didn't allow it. The outcome measure, women were asked to identify the number of sexual partners they'd had, the number of opposite-sex sexual partners they'd had in the last 12 months. And for up to three partners, they were asked to identify the month and year of the first intercourse with that partner and the month and year of the last intercourse with that partner. So from that, we constructed an analysis that classified women as being in a concurrent relationship, being serially monogamous, or being monogamous. And by this definition, we're just dealing with relationships in the last 12 months. So some of these women may have had concurrent or serially monogamous relationships in previous years. Age at menarche was defined as less than 12 years of age, which we counted as early or precocious, 12 to 14 years, which is average onset, and greater than 14 years, which is later onset. And this was identified by self-report. Women were asked to report their age in years at the time of menarche. We know from previous research that this is pretty accurately reported. We looked at a variety of confounders, including their age and year at time of interview. We hypothesized that age and years might be really important, and that as women aged, the impact of menarche on their partnering in adulthood would diminish. We looked at race, ethnicity, their marital status, the educational attainment, their income, and a variety of childhood characteristics. We looked at childhood characteristics because these things are often indicative of the social environment at about the time they should have been reaching menarche. So particularly with parental education, this is indicative of childhood socioeconomic status. We looked at a few sexual history variables. As I said, age at sexual debut is intended to be a mediator. That is, that we thought age at menarche was associated with age at sexual debut, and the age at sexual debut was then associated with concurrency or serial and monogamous relationships. Their relationship with the first sexual partner, and this is an indicator of how well they knew that person at the time of first intercourse, which may give us some information about whether that first intercourse was a quote-unquote risky experience, and their number of lifetime sexual partners. Overall, in our sample of just shy of 8,000 women, we had 6% who reported that in the last 12 months they were in a concurrent relationship, so they had overlapping partnerships. And 4% of women reported that they were in serially monogamous relationships. So all things considered, these are relatively small prevalences. It's important, I think, to remember that this is a nationally representative sample. There are subgroups of women for whom these behaviors are much more prevalent. They're also much more prevalent in men. Okay. Average age of menarche in our sample was 12 and a half years, which is consistent with the national average. We had 22% of women reporting an early menarche and 11% reporting late or 14 or greater years. Sorry, 15 or greater years. Overall, looking at across the partnering types, there weren't a ton of differences, but in general, those who had an early menarche as compared to average menarche were a little younger at the time of interview, which I think makes sense given that we have seen this decreasing timeline for menarche. They were more likely to be Black or Hispanic, which also makes sense based on what we know about different race ethnicities and their timing to puberty. They were more likely to be never married, have less than a high school education, live in poverty, to have been raised without a father. And there's some, actually quite a lot of literature about how a father in the home and the relationship of that father to the daughter can influence the timing of her puberty. And then a larger number of lifetime sexual partners. So this is the relationship between agent menarche and our mediator, agent sexual debut. And this relationship shows up as we would expect. We see a little over 22% of the early of women with an early menarche had their first agent sexual debut of less than 15 years, and a decreasing as time goes on. This is just the logistic regression analysis. We did logistic regression analysis using a change in estimate strategy, where we add the confounders into the model one at a time and retain those that change the estimate by 10% or more. This is just looking at concurrency. So in the crude model, we see a little bit of a relationship for women who had their first period before 12 years of age. We see a significant association, but this completely disappears when you adjust for confounders, such as age, race, marital status, education, and lifetime partners, I think is what we adjusted for. So you see that in the adjusted model, there is no relationship between age at menarche and risky sexual partnering, which we defined as concurrent or serially monogamous relationships in adulthood. We see absolutely no relationship between age at menarche and serial monogamy. So I think some of the questions, we looked at this in a lot of different ways. We looked at this just among unmarried women, thinking that perhaps the relationship existed prior to marriage or following marriage. We looked at a sub-analysis by age, and we also see no relationship. So there is a strong relationship between age at sexual debut and the partnering behavior in adulthood, but it has no relationship to age at menarche. We had intended to do a mediation analysis for this, but because there is no main effect, there was no need to conduct a mediation analysis. So in general, what we found was that decreased age at menarche is not associated with risky partnering among adult women. There is significant research to indicate that age at menarche is associated with risky partnering in adolescents, but it does seem that this relationship goes away when the girl reaches adulthood. And we obviously did not observe any mediating.